Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. All right, we mentioned the second. It was more from Dan Campbell about when to get guys out of the game. And look, I don't think this is a federal case. Some people are comfortable with it. The football team's playing so damn well. But I do know it's something we wanted to address. Here is the second portion when Dan Campbell later circled back to the question of why starters are in the game so late.
All right, so there's where he came back to it.
Yeah, I mean, there were a couple of things in his explanation in the first part of it, too. It's you know, he wants to make sure he doesn't stop good momentum, right? Well, they scored 7 straight touchdowns. At any point in time, you could have done it after 42, and I think everybody would have been okay. You could have done it after 35, frankly, but it was still early in the second half when he did that. So when he scored 42 and your 6th straight drive with a touchdown, I feel like if you want to take guys out, then no one's going to complain about it, and you still have your momentum, good momentum, because you finished on a high note, which is what he wants to do. If the message is that you don't want to send the message of being fearful of injuries, I mean, that's just a matter of how you address the team. And he addressed the team however he does, and he's amazing at it. That's why it's hard to question it. But for me, it would have been a lot easy to do, okay, you guys deserve a break. Let's get these other guys a chance to play. You know, it's kind of like in college when you get up big and you bring in the other guys, it's because you want to see what give these young guys experience, right?
Yeah.
But in the pros, it's a different game because you're trying to finish the game. And I guess inherently the message is we don't want the starters to get hurt, but I mean, everybody knows it.
Yeah, I guess I just don't have as much of an issue with it because I don't have a huge issue.
Yeah. I would disagree with a little bit with it.
I'm at a point here with him is the way he runs this team. They've taken on this identity, and I think if he changes what he thinks he should be doing, I don't want them to lose their identity in any way. I don't want it to impact, you know, their approach towards a game of football in any way. But 248-539-9797. Let's get back to the people. Chris is next. Hi, Chris.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
So my champ is definitely Dan Campbell because he's crazy. He's crazy like a fox. Because people criticize him for doing things that aren't logical, like going for it on fourth down. But I think there's more to it than logic because, you know, like Phil Jackson, they called him the Zen master, had the team like meditating and visualizing, and they were talking about manifesting that turnover during the TV interview. And all of a sudden, when you succeed on going for it on fourth down and things that don't make any sense seemingly, now you've got the team believing that they can do impossible things, like when somebody goes to one of those self-help gurus and they walk across the hot coals and they go, wow, I can't believe I just did that. And now you've got the whole team believing they can do seemingly impossible things, and they're all playing like superheroes. So for me, it's Dan Campbell. I take him over Belichick. I take him over anybody. I've never had so much fun watching the Lions. And the cool thing is that he's doing it, and I bet you they don't even have to sit on meditation cushions in a lotus position.
That is a good thing.
Chris, you know, it's interesting because I don't know that I really too much disagree with anything you're saying. But the one thing I will say is that when you said you take him over this guy, you take him over that guy, those guys did finish the job. Campbell has yet to do it. It feels... You know, it feels like it's look, I don't want to count our chickens, right? There's a lot of football to be played. Seasons are long and they're on one of these win streaks. It feels like they're never going to lose again. But things can change in a hurry. And I want this football team. God, we need them to finish the deal so bad.
Yeah, it's almost like a magic spell. And I just hope the spell is never broken.
No, I hear you. I hear it, Chris. Thank you for the phone call. Joanne is in Detroit, and next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Joanne.
Hey, how's my favorite gentleman doing?
Oh, we're doing right, great, Joanne. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Listen, what I like about this team is they're no longer who we were. And I don't have to go to Walmart to get Depends because I'm no longer sweating and wetting at the same time.
There you go.
Chris, listen to this. I thought I was watching an Oprah rerun. You get a touchdown. You get a touchdown. And I said, goodness, act like you've been there. But I realized we haven't been there before.
No. No, we have not. And they don't. But they did hand out touchdowns like crazy yesterday.
Yes, they did. I thought I was in a candy store yesterday. They were handing out so many touchdowns.
I forget
how
who it was.
I've
been doing great. Yes. You know, watching this team put you in a good mood every week. And I forget who it was that tweeted it out earlier today. But The trio of St. Brown, Montgomery, and Gibbs have scored a touchdown in the same game. They've done it 8 times in their career. They've only played together for 2 seasons, and it's already, mm-hmm. that's tied the NFL record for the most times that's happened. It's unbelievable.
But and I hope Campbell keeps them, you know, together, because it could be easily, you know, getting the big head and think you're indispensable when you're not. You know what I'm saying?
Well, he seems to have his finger on the pulse of his football team, and they seem to be all about business, and business gets finished in the Super Bowl. And so let's hope that nothing changes that.
Right. And I hope to be talking to you guys again.
Well,
right,
we hope thanks, so Joanne. Too, Joanne. It's always good to hear from you. She's classic. Thomas is next here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Thomas. Thomas.
Yeah. Oh, moving on the other side.
All right.
Yeah, put it over there.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, is that where it belongs? Okay, Thomas. Thomas.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah, you've been on the air for about 20 seconds.
No, I couldn't hear in the building that I was in. I remember when they first started talking about him. Remember when he was in Miami and he took over for Joe Philbin? And they went on, I forget how many games they won in a row, but they almost made the playoffs that year. And I remember him getting passed up for a couple of culture opportunities, and then he went to New Orleans with Sean Payton. And I think that helped him out more coaching-wise. And once he got the job, I mean, you know, you go through your bumps and bruises when you go through, you know, your first coaching job or whatever job you go through, period, in life. And from what I've seen, and by him being a former player too, your players are going to trust you because you've been through the process of what they've been through. And that's the energy that we're getting out of this team. And you look at the coaching staff that he got. You got Aaron Glenn. You got Randall Ayle, the offensive line coaches. They're doing a hell of a job, and they're really working these players better than the regimes that we had before, because that Jim Caldwell, those teams were soft. I don't want to say like soft in that way, because they're football players. And me playing basketball, I get it and I understand it. But at the same time, he's getting everything he's got out of these players right now, and they're trusting him, and they're trusting the process of what, you know, they're keeping the line of where they're going. And it's looking good right now. And I'm a Lions fan, win or lose, because we've had some jacked up teams over the years. And it's good to see. It's good to see right now.
I'm glad you brought up the Miami thing. It would be fascinating to go back and watch a Miami game with Dan Campbell as the head coach and see, you know, what his approach was, what he was saying afterwards. I think it'd be really, really interesting.
I mean, the one thing we do remember is that players talk about liking playing for him back then. He was a player's coach back then. And the knock on it, on Dan Campbell and his resume was, well, it was just the interim. He doesn't have enough experience. It was only interim.
Yeah.
Well, clearly it was a great choice.
248-539-9797. Hey, Mondays mean Champ and Chump. Get your votes in for Champ and Chump of the weekend. And by the way, what is it you like most about this team right now? What is the development this year through 10 games that makes you more confident than you were going into the year? It's Carson Anderson, 97.1.